Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. Tonight's guest, we have Aaron Spears from Bold and Beautiful, and also from Days of a Life. I mean, he just finished his stunt over the days, and with, you know, in a way, you know, he was playing a really bad guy, and then you have Justin from Bold being a lawyer. So it's very, you know, very, very, very interesting, because you have one thing, you know, a good guy. Then you have one thing, a bad guy. Or maybe a good guy or a bad guy. I still don't know. I'm still confused. Okay, so tonight, like I said, we have Aaron D. Spears. And you guys know him as Justin Barber on Bold and Beautiful and Days of a Life, Be Mary Jane, and Bones and Criminal Minds. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's crack?
Hey, yes, I hope you like my little intro. But yeah, it's been a while since you've been on the show. It's been like, I don't know, 9 months or a year. And I just want to say that you did a really, really, really good job on Days of Our Life. I got mad at Wayne's almost every other day, but you pulled it so good, and I was so proud of you. I mean, I wasn't proud that, you know, Wayne's was a bad guy, but I was proud of how you were, how good of an actor, you know, you were playing those scenes as a duty cop. Oh, sorry, a duty, you know, a police commissioner. So, how was being over the dates? How was that for you? Because you were there almost a year, I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think it was a year. I was spaced out. It was fun, man. I had a real good time. I was hoping that, you know, maybe something else would come of it. I know Reigns is locked away somewhere now, so we don't know what's going to happen with the character. You know, he may resurface, he may not, we're not sure. But, yeah, I had a blast doing it.
You know, I mean, it's so different from your Justin character on Bold and Beautiful. But was it harder for you to come in to a one-hour daytime show and that, you know, they have been doing, like, 6 months of writing and, you know, they are six months, you know, behind what we are seeing, or ahead, sorry, 6 months ahead. How would that, you know, because it's a 1 hour, not half an hour, so how would that for you?
Man, it's, I don't know if necessarily the half an hour aspect played any difference, but the pace of Days of Our Lives was much faster than the pace of Bold and the Beautiful. So that was the biggest adjustment to make. It's, man, it just, golly, we're just going so fast, man. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know why. You know, some shows, every show is different. You know, I don't know if it's just the pace they go at, or they have less time to do what they do because it's an hour show and not a half an hour show, but the same amount of time in a day to get what to get an hour show done in the same amount of hours of a day than it is for a half an hour show. And now that we're speaking about it, that feels like that's what it could be. Because at the end of the day, we still got 24 hours in a day. We still only got an 8 to whatever, 16-hour mm-hmm. work day. Well, now you have to get an hour's worth of material into the same time frame. So I think that definitely now that I think about it played into the pacing of the show. I mean, it's just extremely fast. It's just fast. It's really fast.
Yeah. And what was different about Reigns, you know, Reigns came in saying how the Brady, what the corrupt, police commenced to do and all this. And, I just found it very interesting. It was like, Reigns got his in the end. But what I loved about it was you got to work with some of my favorite people. Well, my favorite guy. I loved it when you had a scene with James Reynolds because he's been on here a couple of times and he is so supportive of the show. And also, Wally Cook also. So how was working with those two? Because they are powerhouse in their own right. How was that for you?
I did hear you say James Reynolds. I didn't hear the second person. Who was the second person you mentioned?
Wally Cook.
Oh,
you know, the one that played Dustin on Days of Our Life.
Yes.
How was it working with those two?
It's always good working with people that have helped paved the way for you to do what you're doing. James Jones is just a nice guy, man. Ironically, my dressing room is right next to his. So we got along quite well. We got a chance to talk. We got a chance to act together. So for me, it's just fun because I know my character's an a-hole, and I know I can just kind of come in. I almost have free reign to do, not anything, but a lot because he's a jerk. So because he's a jerk, it just gave me – I had a fun messing with James. It seems like whatever we would rehearse, when we would say action, I wouldn't do what we rehearsed. I would do something else. You know what I mean? And just mess with him just to see, the reaction on his face. And I know he's a pro. I know he's a consummate pro. So I know he's going to handle it. It was just fun. And the same with Dustin, man. Just being able to go in. These guys have been doing this for years, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's nice to sit back and watch, the rehearsals, their method of acting, the way they prepare, all of these different things. To me, as an actor, just helped me to build my repertoire. So it was a blessing in disguise.
Well, I just thought it was awesome how you were, like you said, you said it first, but how you were being like an asshole to the whole town. And when, your last couple of days, and when you took Gabby to the cabin or wherever you took her to, I was screaming at the TV, almost lost my voice, thanks a lot, Reigns. I'm like, don't kill her, she didn't do anything wrong. And for you to go, for Reigns to go that far, I thought that was very interesting how far outside of the scope they did this, which I thought was incredible, because I just felt like you have more of the freedom to do this because, you were already going to jail for a long time. How was the last, how was that scene in the cabin? You kidnapped Gabby, but then you have Rafe and Hope and Eli just coming in, gun blazing, and I'm like, shoot him! Sue Dwayne, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, Coley, when you're saying you love Aaron, you don't want Aaron to be out of the job. But so I was torn, and I've been meaning to tell you this. You made me torn because in one way I wanted Wayne to really get shot up, but in another way I was more concerned about you being out of the job. So, I was torn what to do. And I just thought you were incredible. And I think they need to bring Reigns back Because, come on, everyone in Salem that goes to jail, excuse me, you won't be there that long. You won't be in jail forever. And I think
right.
we should, you know, bring you back. But then I was thinking, oh, my gosh, he's in jail. And he was a cop. Oh, my gosh, they are going to be really mean to him in jail. And I wish they would have shown you a little in jail. And when you had to wear the cast or whatever you call it for your hand, how was that? Because it looked real to me. I'm like, I wonder if he really injured it. Because you played that one off really good.
It was doing the cabin scene was very interesting. Let's just say we had to do some retakes. Given that, for me, if you're asking me to do something like that, don't get me wrong, we are acting, but
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a real aspect that's going to come out just in myself. So you have to make it still filmable. So, you know, it was some things, there's a lot of people in the scene, a lot of things happening, a lot of marks that need to be hit. So we just kept the intensity, you know, take after take until
mm-hmm.
we got what we wanted. The producer, Albert, was very adamant about pushing the envelope, about making sure that we brought a very high level of action to that particular scene, to that particular character. He really helped to shape and mold the character along with myself and just putting him in positions that, you know, people are not going to like, you know, making sure that he was, portrayed in a certain way. And throughout that entire process leading all the way up into the cabin scene, he just kept pushing the envelope, just kept pushing the envelope. So it was really a good time. You know, of course, like you say, Reigns can't be in jail forever. So we'll see, you know, we will see. It was very interesting.
And I mean, if you want me to treat Days of Our Life every day and get Reigns back, I will. You know, because, I mean, we only see you for a little bit on Bold and Beautiful, so, like, I don't get my airing time that much on there. And so
right.
I get mad. Like, I purposely get mad at people because when you're not on for a couple of days with Bold, I'm like, come on, bring Justin. I need my Justin.
Thank you.
But, yeah, and Maggie, my host, the other host, when I bring her on, I promise I will leave Bold and Beautiful to her because she has some very interesting things to ask you and tell you. And she loves you probably as much as I do. But this is safe. She's not that happy with Justin right now. So I just want to warn you on that. And
it's all good.
Well, yes. But are you doing any more movies right now or any more, like, primetime gigs you can talk about?
I finished doing NCIS LA. I think that comes out in... Yeah, I think that comes out in November. I did Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. I'm recurring on there. I think that comes out in January. Then I start shooting another movie in December. And I have another movie. I guess I'm supposed to be telling you the names of these things, huh? The movie that comes out, the movie that I'm shooting in December, I don't know, the time may change. But there's another movie that will be coming out, I think it's supposed to come out like sometime Thanksgiving-ish on BET called For the Love of Christmas. So,
ooh,
you know,
that sounds
work.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. It's all work. You just
awesome. Well, awesome. But my question is, before I bring everyone else on because they will kill me, okay, NCIS LA is my favorite, so everyone knows that. Like, Chris O'Donnell, yummy.
Yeah.
So how was that? That is one of my favorite primetime shows. Even though I have like four of them in the TiVo, but I will get to them. How was that? Because that has always been my dream primetime show for like all of you guys to go on. And so you're the first guy out of all my little guys that come on here that's been
oh,
on
wow.
NCIS. So how was that?
Man, that was I would say this. If I hadn't done soaps, I don't know if the particular character that I played, I would have been able to pull off as well as I felt like I did. The pace was also, again, fast, but my character just had a lot of dialogue. So you got a lot of dialogue coupled with action and movement and stuff blowing up in crime scene. It was a lot, but it was good a lot because it's like walking into a well-oiled machine. They're in season 9. They've been doing this for 9 years. Every person on the set was cool, had a great personality. But you could also tell that, yo, you need to deliver. You need to do your job. You need to be able to step up when it's time for you to step up. So because of, I felt like my Bold and Beautiful and Days of Our Lives and whatever other soaps I've been on, they've helped. It helped tremendously because I was able to handle the amount of dialogue that was given to me and then be able to regurgitate it and then spit it out at the needed pace that the director wanted.
Well, I think, yes. So did you get a hangout with, I mean, I know you say Kuze, but did you get a hangout with Chris O'Donnell at all?
I did get a chance to see Chris O'Donnell, met him, met LL Cool J, met Nia Long. Most of my scenes were with, man, I can't think of her name. On the show, she plays Agent Bly.
Oh, okay, I know her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, most of my scenes were with her. I play special FBI agent Mark Monroe.
Ooh, I cannot wait for that because you, and do you know the air date of that yet or no?
Say again?
Do you know the air date of
the
NCIS?
I think it's the 12th of November, but I will make sure that I post something once
yes.
I know for sure.
Yes, because now you got me all excited. Okay, let's take some calls really quick. 910. Either
it's Bob.
Bobby or David.
Bobby.
What's up,
hey,
Bobby? How you going, man?
Hey, Aaron. First of all, I want to say you did a great job on Days. I've watched you in some great scenes with Marcy, some great scenes with Sal, great scenes with Casey and Galen and Kristen, and you should just actually deserve to come back one day. I'm just too bad that they could have just kept you on longer, and because I think it came down to the commissioner's story, which of course, as you know now, Hope is the commissioner. I think you would have been an interesting choice, but I'm glad you got a chance to work with everybody on Days, and. I wanted to say, if Days ever decided to call you back, then it'd be great to see you back on there. It would be great to see you maybe back on Bold and Beautiful full time, maybe to handle the situation with over there with Dollar Bill and Spectrum and everything like that.
Yes, man. If they ever decide to call a Days, of course. I'm going to be open to accept whatever it is that we can work out. But I had a great time, man. It's always good playing the bad guy because you have so many options that you can do and use. And, you know, it just gives you some great freedom. On the other hand, there's been a lot of things going on with Bold and the Beautiful. So that should be coming up real soon. Me and Dollar Bill are back to our antics. I think the latest episode of things that have been going on, I think you guys will enjoy. It's been quite a ride, you know. But, yeah, we got some good things coming up on Bold and Beautiful as well. So I truly appreciate all the love, brother.
Well, you too, man. And like I said, I'm definitely going to keep my eyes closed on both shows just in case you come on there. So I read in Soap Digest and decide which show to watch in the afternoon and which show to watch on rerun, either on DVR or on Pop. As the case with Bold and Beautiful or on DVR with Days or the NBC app.
That's right on. You got it down, man. You know all the ways to get your view and your viewership on. So I love that.
Well, listen,
right on, man. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for
listen, I know
man.
You got
really
some other callers on the line to talk to Carly, so I'm going to let you go, Aaron. But like I said, if you ever return back to Days, the door is always open for you to come back. And who knows, maybe in 6 months from now you'll be back. Who knows, maybe a year from now you'll be back. But I definitely will keep my eyes open for you either on Days or just through the Soap Digest and when your next air date on Bone Deuce is going to be. So
that was awesome, man.
I
appreciate you, brother. I really do. You have a great night, too.
Okay.
Right. Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put you on hold. And Maggie, too. Hi, Maggie. Go for it.
Hi. Go
for it. I'm
going to
sit back,
Aaron,
and relax.
How are you doing?
Hi, how you doing? Hold on, I just here. I totally enjoyed Brain's character because it was really bad guy, and I totally got Jeff, and I really loved it. But Bold and
Please,
Beautiful, you are an officer of the court, right?
Yes.
And you arranged for arson?
Listen, man, you know all that funny. You know I'm rolling with you, girl. You know he always just be mixed up craziness. So it's like, your boys, I'm mixed up in his craziness, trying to keep safe, interrupting me at the same time. So, you know, hey, nice.
Well, my daddy was passed, but he was a Chicago fireman. So I take fire very seriously.
Right.
Oh, yes,
yes,
he does.
Yes.
He does. He does. He totally does.
And Justin, what does he have on you?
I don't know. It's one of them things where I think we're boys more than business owners, to be honest. You know, I listen to the stuff he says. If you notice, I never call him boss. It's always basically my friend, and we, you know, we have a job. We have, that's the job that we have, and we've been running the streets acting crazy for how long? So, you know,
that was very, very naughty. Very, very naughty, young man.
Yes, yes.
Even
yes.
Though
I'm turning into a bad boy there as well.
But the whole Rain thing, well, we did my Abe. That was it. He got him arrested for everything. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. But I enjoyed the character.
Thank you.
I love my Abe.
Rain is one of those characters where it was tricky because
I knew
he was an a-hole. And I'm just like, yo, how do you make him an a-hole but, you know, somewhat lovable? And, you know, we tried to ride that fine line of, you know, making him really stern. You very seldom saw him smile. You know, you only saw a certain little sparkles here and there. I think when me and Marcy did a scene, you might have seen a little smirk or something like that.
Yes,
but
it does.
Other than that, he was very straightforward and to the point, and he ended up being totally opposite of the way he came in.
I see. And he was talking to Justin on Bold, and that's why you arranged for fire?
Exactly. There you go. That's how we got it going. That's it, right there. Yes, indeed.
Sorry, I had to say this.
Oh, yeah, she's been waiting.
Totally cool.
She's been waiting.
Totally cool.
I'm
open for all of it.
And waiting. Because I love you as a character, as a person, you know, actor, you're acting because of all my shows that you're at. And I go, oh, my God, never, couldn't be. I'm not hearing this right. I rewound it. Oh, my God, he did.
Yeah, you're right. That's it.
You roll
with the punches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were the best. But the thing I've been meaning to say during this whole interview, but I had to have Maggie get that in and see what killed me. The thing is, Willie, if you and Bill go down for all of this, you're going to be left holding the bag. Do you realize that? He's going to leave you holding the bag of this whole thing.
He is going to attempt to, because this time around, I'm like, man, Justin is not going to be the dummy and or the escape goat. So it's going to be real interesting on how this whole thing unfolds. It's been some good stuff coming up lately that we've been shooting, that we've been doing. I don't know how far into the storyline they have been right
two
now.
Weeks.
So I'm not going
to... Two weeks, two and a half, 2 weeks, 2, 3 weeks. I think that's why.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, 2 to 3 weeks in. So what has happened thus far? What have you guys seen? What's happened? What's the last thing that happened?
Maggie?
Brooke left him.
Okay, Brooke left.
She found out.
Okay.
Liam is in charge of everything, and he went back to his office because he can't take it anymore. The little boy wants to take back his company.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen Justin. No. Where are you at?
Okay, so it's coming then. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because I don't know if they got to that one part. But it's some stuff coming. I've been...
Okay, you'll be in
it. Yeah, I've been doing quite a bit of stuff. So you'll see. Justin will be
there. Well, good.
He needs somebody to lean on. Yeah, he needs somebody to be his friend. He always screws up everything else, though.
Does he ever.
Justin will be there, as always.
Thank you. He's got to have something on you.
Yeah.
We'll try to figure that one out.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but I still think you did the best. I mean, for both those right now, Maggie and I both do, but my question is off subtopic. Okay, so you've been watching the football game this season, and who did you want to go all the way? Even though I know we are in week, like, 6 or whatever, I don't care.
6.
I want the Seahawks. My thing is this year, the Seahawks. And also, my other question, what did you think of the national anthem stuff going on? What is your take on all that?
Okay. I grew up as a kid, like, if the Pittsburgh Steelers lost, I would cry my heart out. So I was a big-time Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And then as I got older, because I'm from Washington, D.C., I became a Redskins fan. So I would say my primary team now would be the Redskins, with still love for Pittsburgh. So, of course, I'm always rooting for them. Who I think is going to go all the way, I think Kansas City is going to do well, at least the way they've been playing lately. Yeah, I know they lost the other day, but they're playing really good. I do like Seattle Seahawks. I always have affinity for them. You know, Dallas Cowboys are my rivals, but, you know, don't get me wrong, they still got a good squad. They haven't been winning as like they have been this year. In terms of the national anthem, a national anthem is one of those things where it's tricky in that I don't know why people – I get that people get upset from a flag standing perspective, but it's like if you literally state my purpose for this has nothing to do with that. That's what my purpose is, to bring attention to the wrongs in this country, the wrongs that are happening blatantly in front of our faces. And because I'm a public figure, this is the way that I bring attention to it. Now, is it quote unquote the NFL's fault? No, but a lot of the people that play for your teams have come from those communities, have come from those households. So if you say you took all the people of color out of the NFL, there wouldn't be a game on Sunday.
You wouldn't be
at because it's mostly made up of people of color. So it's more so bringing attention to the matter of, man, can we all just get along? Like, why are we shooting people in the streets dead? And then nobody gets outraged. Nobody makes a video about that. Nobody protests that. But then because I'm taking a peaceful knee, I'm not protesting. I'm not walking up and down the sideline with a flag. I mean, with a picket sign. I'm not got a band playing in the background. I'm just taking a knee, minding my own business, and people are so outraged. That's the part that bugs me. That because every person in my family has been to war, except for me. So it's not like I don't understand what you're saying. I get you gave your life. I get, but it's not about you right now. It's about you fought for freedom of speech. This person is choosing actually to not even speak. peacefully and quietly take the knee, and you're to the point that you're outraged. I'm a fan of the NFL. You're burning jerks. So it's like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Who's the one that's being very outrageous and crazy, right? It's you. Like, I'm just saying, you. I'm going to take a knee. I don't want to, you know, say, hey, I'm not tooting the USA horn right now, but I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you guys stand and do your thing. I'm not telling you not to do your thing. I'm just minding my own business. But that's kind of where I'm at with it, man. I think
well,
it could be handled in another way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I mean, because, because what happened with Michael Bennett in Las Vegas, you know, with the fight and everything, for me, but I live in Seattle, everyone knows, so for me, you don't go and disrespect my guy and think you're going to get away with it. And the hardest part for me lately is the sheriff in Las Vegas calling him a liar. And, you know, there was no body scan. But, you know, you had this going on. But before we let you go, what would you take on the whole Vegas shooting a month, like 3 weeks ago? What was you, you know,
man,
you think
of
that?
That's crazy. That was real crazy because, I really like people. So, like, I don't, like, have any animosity towards a certain group and or color of person. Now, if you want to act ignorant, now, you could pull out that side of me because, believe me, it's there. But I'm not prejudging you based on your demographics. Now, had that been another person of color, man, that would have been a whole other situation.
Oh, God.
And that's the sad part. Now, it was a young lady that works on one of our shows, She was at the concert in the front row. And the person she was with. So she made it. Her other friend got shot. And so it was touching in that I didn't realize that anybody that I knew so closely would even be there. And second of all, to actually lose someone. You know, that guy, I don't know. Have you ever spoken about his reason or why he did it? Because he had some serious weapons, man. I didn't realize he was four football fields away. That's a long distance to be plucking people off, man.
Military weapons. I mean, not what a person should have. It's just
been bothering both of us,
Oh, that's just such a shame.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad because whatever it was you were upset about, the people that you shot didn't do it to you.
No.
So why do you take it out themselves? Why don't you go out to a field and get a hammer and just start smashing body parts on yourself? Why not? Start breaking your toes and your shin bones and everything. Go ahead, tear yourself up. But
but innocent people? I mean, my God.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and we are sorry about
your
friends.
We love peace in this world.
Yeah, but we are really sorry about your friend losing her friend.
God,
I cannot imagine. And, you know, Las Vegas will take a long time to heal from this. I really believe that.
Yeah.
But, David, our other co-host, couldn't make it tonight because he's just getting out of kidney dialysis. So he wanted me to tell you. He's been loving your work on both Days of Our Life and Borden Beautiful, and he really did enjoy you on Days. I mean, even though, you know, Maggie called it first and about you being a bad guy, I didn't see it coming. Maggie called me that day when Abe was so-called arrested. And he goes, it's Wayne's. And I go, oh, come on. How can it be Wayne's when he came in and said, I want to make. And then after it was seen, I called her and I'm like, okay, you were right, I was wrong. And she was. She was saying this for weeks before this. Like, she kept saying this. I'm like, okay, and then this a stress? No. Maggie was right. I just want everyone on air to know Maggie was right about rings.
And he
yes,
did a great job
was.
Doing it, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
But
you
I,
had good insight to be able to see
awesome.
It that far in advance.
Oh, you were bringing
insight.
It.
Very good insight.
Yeah. Did you see the way you were bringing it? I mean, I have never seen you that bad before.
Well, you know, it's one of those things I always tell people, man. A lot of times you have to do certain things for people to see you in a different light. Usually from an acting perspective, it helps you because then it gives you a range that maybe other people see. It's like, man, you got to remember, like I tell the trade folks a lot, dude, we're actors. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. As actors, sometimes you think we can just act any part. We can do everything more kind of for than others. At the end of the day, you're still an actor. You're still going into your imaginative mind to create these characters. And if you allow an actor to do so, that, you know, is that can handle
right,
that type of workload, hey, you never know what could come out. You end up with magic. So I thought that we had a very good run at Commissioner Reigns.
My bad.
Well, yeah, but thank you for stopping by. And, of course, we wanted to have you back when you
That's
have
right.
the movies. Like, when your movies come out, we really want to have you back. And,
cool.
Well, you can tell, you know, Don Demon from us. I haven't got to interview him. He's one of the people I would love to interview, but I don't think Maggie and I are ready yet because we are a little more mad at I think I'm more mad at him than I am with Dustin at this moment. So, but Tilda, Don, he's doing a great job. Yeah, and do not fall in love with Steffi again. Like, I think this is where it's going. And
good.
Because Dustin is going to need to do another prenup for Bill in about probably a month or two.
I told him, I said, if he doesn't get back with Brooke, he ends up with somebody else. I'm like, when is Justin going to get something? Everybody getting something but Justin. When is Justin going to get a love affair going?
I want Donna back.
That was my question.
I want Donna back for you. You and Donna were hot. You were so hot. And you know what? Yeah, and your son. We haven't seen Marcus and you on screen in so long. I was just thinking about
know,
that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I'm hoping that we're going to fill in some of that outline. You know, like I said, we've been doing a lot with the story that we've been doing right now. I'm hoping this future is going to, you know, paint a, I don't know if it's going to paint a new picture. I'm not sure what picture it's going to paint because given that I'm not the writer, I let them write, but I know they've been inquiring about, you know, a new storyline, you know, that involves myself and where that's going to go, man, I look forward to the detail.
And Dr.
But thank you so much for coming. And we, you know, of course, you will be back on the show. And please keep us posted about NCIS, the new gig for that, and your movie that are coming out. And, you know, I think it's great that you keep working. And, but you keep working, maybe you need a long vacation. You need a long vacation after playing Wings. You need to go to Hawaii or something after.
Wait, I'll vacation when it's like holidays. Other than that, I'm going to keep working. I don't
there
stop
you
working.
Go.
That's the one thing. That's a blessing. Don't get me wrong. But, I got to keep working. That's what that's what I do. That is my job. That's how I feed the family.
Exactly. But thank you for coming on. Have a great night. And
no more fires. You guys have a beautiful night. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Tomorrow.
Have a good night.
And I'll let you know about NCIS, and we'll talk.
I can wait.
That's
wonderful. Okay.
All right.
Have
you
a
guys
great
take
night.
Care.
Bye bye.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. I behaved.
Yes, Maggie, I am very proud of you.
I did okay? Oh, good. I thought I would, you know, be polite about it. Pyromaniac.
You did great.
He is great. He really is a doll. And I really love Dreams. I saw from the beginning that he was a bad guy, but I enjoyed to be a bad guy.
Bobby, did you hear who's coming on tomorrow?
You told me earlier that we had a show tomorrow, but who is it?
Randy Spilling.
Oh, Randy Spilling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great young man because he comes from a talented family and.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that'd be at 2 o'clock my time, 1 o'clock Maggie's time tomorrow, or is that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to make it because I really want to talk to him because to talk to Tori Spelling's brother would be just
mm-hmm.
as great as if I wanted to actually talk to Tori herself. But I'll try to make it because depending on when I get out of work. So I'll try to make it tomorrow.
The Yankees just won.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to know.
but like I said, I'll try to make it tomorrow because I would really like to ask him as far as being in the show his dad. Who produced all these shows in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and the success that Tori has had as an actress in her own right and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to ask, and this is just to ask, did he ever get any of the TMZ stuff that's been troubling the Tori for a while with the reality shows and the tabloids and TMZ being involved with her.
But you know what I found out? Guess where Randy Spilling is living right now, Mom?
Vegas?
No. I love to go. I miss it because I haven't been there since July 23rd.
Oregon.
Oh, gotta be.
Yeah. So I gotta tell him all about No Mimes tomorrow. That is my.
He'll bring you pizza.
You know, I thought about it too. And and then Friday night, because I'm so David. I'm so David and you want a show on Friday night, so we will give you guys an hour show. Wait, Friday night, wait. Are you still going to the football game on Friday night?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I will be actually going there on Friday night, so I probably won't be able to make it on Friday, because I'm guessing that it's going to be at 6 o'clock your time on Friday night, because... is it going to be at 6 o'clock your time?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay.
What time?
I don't think I can make it, but I'll try to make it tomorrow. I'll let you know.
Hey,
probably.
David.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, David.
Bobby.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Maggie, would you tell David that I told him what he wanted me?
Yes, she definitely gave Aaron your message, and he said hi, and
thank you. I appreciate it.
You did a good job.
Yeah, it's
and
still,
so,
recording.
But, you know, we will probably have a show on Friday. Well, it will depend on,
what time is Bobby done?
Well, the game is usually not over until like 10. So I'll probably be either just missing the chance to call in, or unless you decide to work out something to go at least until 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, but like I said, boys, it really depends. if Carly has a voice by Friday, because, you know, tomorrow and
it was a great interview.
Tonight, and I just want to announce that I'm upset because summer is over, and and it's getting dark. Oh my gosh, it's really getting dark, Leo. And I am not happy about it being.
Wait till 3 months from now when you have to deal with daylight savings time.
But the daylight saving time we gain an hour, right?
No, I think you lose it in the fall. You go back in the fall, you gain an hour, you get more light in the summer.
Oh, so basically what you guys are telling me is I'm fucked. I'm fuzzed.
You're always going to sleep to gain an hour.
You know what, but Maggie and I need all the sleep we can get. And so if we lose, daylight saving time. Bobby, since you brought it up, daylight saving time will be November 5th.
Yes.
And so, and I haven't watched any of the soaps yet today. I've been sort of busy.
I was in and out, so I didn't watch. So I didn't get a chance to check out General Hospital today. I was just about. Check out the first 10 minutes of it yesterday, but that's all I checked out. So I'm sorry.
Funny was on.
Well, you know what, Bobby? Bobby, you know what? I haven't, watched it. And, I've been, busy and it's been raining. And Carly is not happy with the food because Carly was so happy during the summer. And then it gets cold, but my dad was nice enough to send one of the boys over. So my air conditioner got disconnected because, from the window. So Carly is no longer freezing in the living room at night. And all I got to say is I cannot wait to see Aaron on NCIS LA. I cannot wait.
When it's going to happen?
He told us that he would let us know.
Oh.
I
want to watch the show. I'll watch it for him.
Like I said earlier, I'll try to call in tomorrow to talk to Randy. I may be just getting off of work at that time, but I'll just call in
Just can you call and drive and call us while you're driving?
No.
Be careful.
No.
The thing is, I don't drive. So.
Good job. Oh.
But I'll make it back in time. Tomorrow.
What time do you have to go to work?
I'll try to just actually go to work around 1 just for you tomorrow.
I mean, when you're working, where are you working these days? That's what I meant.
I'm still working at the same job I was working at.
I thought about another good job for you, Bobby. I think you should try maybe Pizza Hut. Denny's.
You know what? I'm going to look at Denny's just because that's right down the street from where I am. I'll look at Denny's and I'll look at Pizza Hut just to see if there's an opening for dishwasher there. So
we'll get to that. one time.
So
I hate
so,
washing dishes. No, I do. Thank God I have
so.
A thank God I have a dry dishwasher. Or I will be screwed. I will be really screwed. You know,
yeah.
Maggie knows this. Maggie knows all about this because I sometimes I poop, but I don't like unloading and loading. But people, do you know that you know, when you have a dishwasher, my thing is I just throw everything in and I let the dishwasher do its thing. I found out that is not a good way of doing it because the dishwasher doesn't, you know, get everything off. You have to kind of clean the plate, which I think is to be a mere point because technically it, you know, a dishwasher. You know, that's mine technically for the day. But we should end now before, because we need to call, have a voice tomorrow. And I just want to say it's windy and raining here. The wind gusts have been 30 miles per hour, and it's been windy and rainy. And I'm really worried that while doing the show, the lights flicker. So come on, people. I cannot deal with the light going off, you know, the power going off at all. So yes, but go relax, you guys. But then we will be back in the morning at 11 West Coast. One time at 1 o'clock, Maggie's, and 2 o'clock, Bobby and David's time.
Yeah, I'll definitely will call in to talk. Even if I don't talk to Randy, I'll just talk to you guys for a few minutes tomorrow. You'll have a good night.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
Okay, night, you guys. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Hi, guys, and good night.